All right. Welcome back to another episode of Just Our Look podcast. I am your host, Key. And today I am with, yes, somebody else who went to Seton Hall. I am so sorry, not sorry about it. Today I'm joined by Bianca.
Hello.
Not British, not Australian. Not, oh, love. I don't know if I've done my British or Australian accent on the podcast yet. Yeah, eventually. I'm still working on the Australian of it. You can really only just get gnar from me. But personally for British, I just have to say absolutely not. And then I can try and get into it a little. The little weird with the vowels. That's
they are, but
it's a little tricky.
Where they're from, you know?
That's true.
True.
Yeah, my basis is whoever clip I saw on Love Island, because everybody loves talking about Love Island, and personally good for them. I don't know what's going on ever, but I like to pretend I can keep up.
It's insane.
But Bianca, before we get into, you know, your interview, I have some rapid fire questions for you that I obviously did not send to you on purpose, because it's rapid fire. Throwing you off. So it's just three questions. First one being, disassociate or embrace?
Disassociate.
Optimist, a realist, or a pessimist?
Optimist.
And then plan ahead or go with the flow?
Plan ahead.
Okay. Knowing you, I would agree to all of your answers. So personally, I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
But yes, Bianca and I go way back to Seton Hall. But we were also in like a hashtag social justice,
big purr.
Hashtag community oriented scholarship.
Hashtag scholarship money.
And not everybody was getting scholarship money. And that's just,
and we were.
We killed it in our interviews, I guess, and they said, take some couple thousand dollars.
Right, head slayers.
And we did. Not head slayers. I'm head weak. Slayers. But yes, so Bianca, let's just get into it. You know, I did give you an intro, so we know who you are. But, you know, like, what did you graduate with from Seton Hall? When did you graduate? You know, let's just chat about you.
Alrighty, so
mm-hmm.
And I have a minor in people. It says Africana Studies, but I say Black Studies just because it has more finesse.
I hear you.
And I graduated in 2021, so a full year ago.
A full year. You're a full year out of college.
Yeah, and I almost had a double minor in journalism. But mm-hmm. I had one class left, and I dropped it right before, like senior year ended.
And what made you do that? I'm so curious.
Oh, I like registered for classes late, and the only class left was like some TV class. And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to take broadcast. Like, I don't really want to go into journalism, mm-hmm. like, per se. Like, let me write for the New York Times.
Right, you just wanted it for the looks? Question mark.
No, I'm appealing to a niche crowd here.
Got you. So I got you.
YouTube video essay crowd.
Got you. I got you.
Very niche.
And doing a broadcast class would have just like really killed that vibe for you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, mm-hmm. Today's news is.
Your news anchor voice? What is that?
Oh, it's not. But I love watching Miss News Anchor Girl on TikTok.
Single-handedly educating the people on news anchor culture.
Exactly.
Good for her. So, okay. So you graduated with one minor. You made it out.
Somehow.
You're a year. So, okay, honors.
Right. Not cool loud.
No. Oh, not at all. Listen, I barely can tell you, like, the correct order of the cum laudes. Is that personally because I was, like, a tenth away from being cum laude? Yeah. But I personally do want to blame business statistics and finite calculus for that. But that's fine. That's fine. You know, we all can't be a mogul early on in life.
I'm saying, like...
You did, though. You did.
A little.
Just a little. It's fine. Just like a slight flex or whatever.
Right.
Right, a little bit. So when you went into college, were you like, yes, political science, this is going to be for me? Okay, good. Because I want to know, how did you get there? Like, was it like, okay, this is okay, I guess? Or, you know, like, explain that process.
Okay, so I went in undecided, which was probably my best decision I've ever made in my life. Because I've seen people who have graduated with shit that they don't want to be in. Or I see people change their major, like, junior year.
That was almost me. Shit, yep.
I have to do that for the rest of my life, and I don't want to do that. And, yeah, I came into college undecided. Best choice ever made. I 10 out of 10 recommend it if you don't know what the fuck you're doing. 10 out of 10 recommend it because you get to take little classes and you still have time to change your mind. Beautiful. And then I was initially leaning history. Boo. Tomato, tomato.
Tomato.
Not slandering the history major, right? But it's very niche.
It's giving either like museum curator or like a high school teacher. And both of which are fine.
Both of which are fine, but not for me. So I was like, cool. Not that. And I only knew that I didn't want to do history because they had, like, all the undecided people during, like, orientation go to any, like, major that they wanted to hear more about. And I chose history. And I was like, And they tried to get me. They were like, oh, it's so flexible. I'm like, when somebody describes a major as flexible.
Why would it need to be flexible?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to be a little bit more specific.
Why are we flexing it?
Right. Like, why can't I just walk out and get a job? Exactly.
Red flag. Like, it's giving sociology major. No offense to my sociology majors.
Literally, that could have been me too. So freshman year, fall semester, I took some political science classes and I was like, okay, this is cute, like intro to political science. And I was like, okay, like this is kind of eating. And when I was in high school, I took a class called Power in Politics my senior year. Because my high school had a great curriculum. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. Can I curse here?
Yes, of course.
Okay, great. And I was like, let's just go with political science. I don't even know. And I just went to some fair and I became a political science major.
Just like that.
And I never looked back.
No Sex in the City reboot.
No.
So what I did there. Okay. Okay, so it was a gradual warm-up. You know, there was a program that tried to get you to come to the dark side. If we're being honest, they probably just needed more numbers. No offense to them.
They definitely did.
But
they needed the numbers.
And then imagine, like, all of your history classes just being, what was the demographic? Was it diverse? Because I would assume it wouldn't be.
I know personally. For a fact the curriculum was not diverse. Like,
the curriculum, but also the students.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it, too. That'll do it.
Like, you know.
You can have some hot debates. You can have history. You can have a hot debate. There's a lot going on. History is just kind of like, what happened in 1445?
Couldn't tell you
what was happening in Europe, Africa, Asia.
For real. I was that person in history that was like, ooh. Mixing out World War One and World War Two, but when it came to Black History Month, when it came to the Civil Rights Movement, I was like, bet, blackness emerged. Black History Month, this is my time to shine, baby. And then we went back to, you know, like regular European things, and I said, oh, God.
Right. And you realize how Eurocentric your version of history is. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no. And you're like, can I sit through 4 years of college with this?
Absolutely not, love.
Absolutely not.
So then you chose political science. Personally knowing you, I know that was hashtag hell, considering we were in school in, you know, the rise of fascism and ultra-conservative Republicans. Yeah, wow.
Fascist slay.
Yes. Which I am so sorry for you personally. So, like, what was it like having to go up for bat for, you know, to be the representation of a Black woman in your political science classes? Because, of course, you can't be Bianca. You have to be the Black girl.
No, like, it was, okay, political science classes in general are just kind of a shit show. Because you have, like, people who want to be politicians, people want to be lawyers, people who want to be political scientists, people want to do nonprofit work. Like, there's just such a mixed bag, right? And the vibe of the class class would really depend on the characters in the class. So I can go to some classes and nobody would say anything. Mm-hmm. That's just how college is sometimes.
Right.
But other times, and one class I was just thinking about it, like, this past few days. It was a class I took my senior year. And this, like, she was, like, some old white woman professor. And she was a Republican because she told us at, like, the end of the year. And she
she let you go through a whole semester thinking she could possibly be a hashtag ally. And then
she did not. I'll tell you exactly what she said to me.
Oh, okay.
She sat in class to me, seeing my little black face on the camera, mm-hmm. and said, Bianca, what do you think is more important, the coronavirus or Black Lives Matter? And the girlie's jaws dropped. And me, I am not an act, like, everybody has their role to play in some type of activism, right?
Oh.
And I am not that.
Oh.
I'm not a good speaker. Yeah, the girlies were gagged. This other girl went up that for me. She was like, no.
Oh my, whoa. You know, out of everything that, like, I've ever heard going on in the academic space and the corporate America space, you know, I will say last season, Taylor told me that a company simply did not want to hire her because she did too much volunteering. It was giving, like, oh, she cares too much about the world. Next. So now here you are telling me that in academic space where you are supplying her salary, she said, pick one. Suffer or suffer? Which one would you like to choose?
COVID or being black?
Oh my.
Come on now.
That is.
Right. And, like, she clearly just missed every social cue. And, like, we weren't in a classroom. So, like, she was not thinking of any social
This cues. Is Microsoft Teams era, right?
This is a team. Like, she came with this energy on a Microsoft Teams meeting at 9 in the morning. And I was like, Miss Girl, this crust in my eyes. Like, I don't have time to think about, like, if it's more important, quote unquote, more important, or what is more important.
Oh my Jesus.
And, you know, I was frazzled. I'm not one of those, like, speak up, speak your mind black girls. I don't know what they thought I was.
No, like, and, you know, I'm glad that you said that because I. And, you know, knock on wood, shout out to the good Lord Jesus and the universe out there. Like, I won't say never. I do black out sometimes, so, like, whatever. But, like, I don't ever vaguely remember being put in such, like, a racially uncomfortable position. You know, sexism, yeah. That the patriarchy be patriarchying. But, like, racial violence, racial discrimination, prejudice, like, maybe I just, like, don't think that deeply, like, on a day-to-day, so maybe it does go over my head, but I'm pretty sure I don't. Like, I, too, would not know what to do if my professor said, pick a struggle.
Right, like, I've never been in such a, like, trying situation. Like, my high school was pretty diverse. Theme hall, I made an effort to surround myself with people who look like me.
Right.
Which is what you have to do when you get into mm-hmm. a different space. And I never had one of those, like, poli sci class horror stories until my senior year. Like, up until that point, I had pretty decent, like, I did.
That is.
One time, I did have a professor,
mm-hmm.
2 years in a row. I did have a professor who was a neo-Nazi, and we didn't find out until after I took my classes. And he taught me history. So, my whole world perception, and I knew it was fucked, because I was getting to the end, we were getting closer and closer to, like, the 21st century,
mm-hmm.
and his last lecture to us was about how terrible socialism is, and I was flabbergasted.
Sounds
and
like you, propaganda.
Right, it's 8 in the morning, this is a required class, nobody's thinking into this as deeply as I am, and so nobody fought back.
Right, it's one of those moments where you're like, am I the crazy one? Right now, like, am I experiencing what I think I am? Or, like, maybe, like, I'm just in an alternate universe and we are just in another dimension.
Right. No, because college kids are lazy as hell.
Yes. Like, yes.
Sometimes they'll fight back. Sometimes they come with the right energy. But if it's a required class at 8 in the morning and your professor's just ranting about being, like, a neo-Nazi and it's, like, the last class of the year.
Of the year.
What was, like, our last lecture?
That is absolutely so... And, oh, my... I'm so speechless because, right. You know, I was in business school, you know, right. I was looking at numbers and graphs and I was looking at the economics of things and being like, I don't care about supply and demand, you know, you can involve race in business, but you know, CN Hall wasn't pushing those boundaries. So irrelevant.
Right. I was gonna say, the girls were not trying to push, yeah, no, polysec class horror stories. It was insane.
That's scary.
Until, well, I had the neo-Nazi, and then I had, like,
senior year. And then it all just decided to come at once, and I said, okay.
I was like, wow, like, this is a lot. Like, I've gone all 4 years having pretty great classes.
Right.
Pretty decent people.
Joke's on me.
Right.
I'm like, the clown.
Clown music.
Wait, right. What's my favorite meme? Life's a party and I'm the pinata. Whew, golden.
No, like, it was just crazy.
That's so fucked.
Yeah.
So, well, you survived by, as you know, Black people typically have to do. It's either fight or flight. And, you know,
right.
You fought in your own way, which was getting to a graduation and moving on.
Right. Sat there. Right. Turned in my papers and called it a day.
So then, as you approach your last year, and you're like, employment, the future, you know, like, did grad school ever cross your mind? Was it just like, you know what, fuck that, and we're just going to school or going getting a job, you know?
It was like, it was so many different things. It was like, grad school still crosses my mind. I'm like, grad school,
same,
maybe like, so then, but I was pretty much set by senior year because A, it was too late. Like, senior year is like generally too late. And I was like, okay, I feel like I should get some real world experience before I try and go to grad school. Like, obviously, the comfortable thing to do would be to go to grad school.
Right.
Because I don't know what I'm doing with my life. So instead of facing it, just keep going to school until you can't go to school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a student and I know how to be a student. And I've done it for
21
years.
Exactly. So when I keep going some more.
Exactly. So it did cross my mind, but I was like, you know, I need some, like, real-world experience. And, you know, COVID had hit, and I was like, I don't want to start grad school, like, in the same bedroom I went to, like, undergrad in.
Right.
Like, no apartment, just vibes. It was a lot. So I did not go to grad school, but grad school still crosses my mind. I'm like, okay, political science master, it doesn't sound that bad. Marketing master's doesn't sound that bad. Like, I still don't know, like, career change?
Yeah. I will say marketing, and I was just talking about this on another interview, like, as being someone who's in digital media and went to school for marketing, like, I wouldn't feel like it's necessary to get my MBA in marketing.
Right.
Because I did it in undergrad.
Exactly. And I feel like there's certain things that you can have the same, I don't want to say same experience, but, like, let's say I had, like, I can show an MBA.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? No, that's Master's in Business Administration.
Yeah.
It's MBA? Okay, here's the thing. I can show you my resume with a Master's in Marketing, or I can show you, like, 4 years of, like, digital marketing I did for a company. And I feel like that would have the same effect. I think.
It's possible. It definitely depends how, like, quote-unquote far you want to get, but because your background's in political science and you do have experience, it kind of be like, oh, her experience is so diversified, like, and she, you know, so right. I could see how that would benefit you. So you said grad school, scrap that, and now we're funneling full force potentially into the workforce. And I'll let you explain that, because I definitely tried my best to help you, you know, in corporate America, but...
Okay.
Great resignation, who? In conclusion.
Right. It really was not, because I remember the day of graduation, conveniently, coincidentally, I just came from IHOP, right? Which IHOP is a part of the story, because we will get to IHOP.
IHOP is delicious. I love it so much.
Went to IHOP after graduation, came back home, sitting on my bed, get a text, Kimani Ki, saying... Do you want a job? And I was like, and I had this whole, like, lazy bullshit plan. I was like, okay. I had a mall job when I graduated. Worked at FYE. And I was like, okay, I'm going to cruise and relax for the summer. at FYE, figure out what the fuck I want to do,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll keep it pushing. And then you text me talking about some, do you want this marketing job, da da da. And then they didn't want me. Then start.
But the thing is, because at the time I was at an agency, and like it's really easy to start out in an agency, one would think. Right. And it's just like, not, it's not that they didn't want you, it's that they didn't respond.
Yeah,
which is one, we already know my gripe about HR ghosting you, but it's like, if I'm on the inside and you're like, oh, we have all these positions opening and we're trying so hard to fill them, et cetera, et cetera. But you can't even send somebody like a, sorry, we're not interested in your application.
Right.
Like, what's going on here?
Exactly. And I work in HR now. So, like, that sounds crazy to me. Like, you couldn't send me a rejection. Like, I get it if it's, like, a cook or, like, a dishwasher
mm-hmm.
or, like, cashier at McDonald's. Like, okay, I get it, right? But if I'm, like, applying for, like, a corporate office job.
Right.
And freshly graduated, give me some feedback.
Give me feedback. Give me the common decency to be like, oh, sorry, girl, filled it already, you know?
Right. And so, and there's that. So that's the story of that.
So then, now knowing that you were in HR, or you're currently in HR, what was, like...
How did I get my job?
Yeah, because,
okay.
You know, were you out in these LinkedIn streets? Were you just like, okay, you know, unfortunately, I don't think we really benefit from nepotism, unfortunately. Personally speaking for myself, my mom works in pharmaceutical. Why would I want to do that? I don't know if you could benefit from nepotism.
it was mini nepotism. Are you ready for this story?
I am.
Strap your boots in. Okay. So your girl's feeling real down on her luck. You know, she's working at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mall is cute. The mall is kind of a moment. Like, it's kind of.
As much as I hated my working at the mall era of my life, both in high school and college, I low-key did like working at the mall.
Right. Like, you meet a whole bunch of cool people.
Right.
It's like, stories, it's like cool, and I'm like, okay, like, you're going out partying, like, come on, let's pull it together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had my friend Angelique, who I found out we worked together, but we actually went to high school together, but we didn't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Angelique, he sat down with me one day and we were like on Discord, and he helped me redo my entire resume, right?
Because yes.
My whole thing was that what I was trying to go into, like market research.
Okay.
I was like, okay, marketing, it has marketing in it. Research, political science, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still not at HR yet. I'm like, okay, I need to tweak my resume, cool. Then one day, and I was feeling really down in the dumps. I feel like nobody talks about this, how much of a mental toll graduation takes on you, like
mm-hmm.
post-grad life. I felt like worthless, garbage rat. Sad.
No,
I was so sad.
Mental health not doing great.
No, like, it's never been worse. Like, college was, like, cool. Like, I didn't go to school. But when you had your last 2 years taken away from you,
mm-hmm.
you didn't do any internships because you were home taking care of your siblings, like,
yeah.
It takes a toll on you. And
yeah.
So, how I got my job was one day, my mom called me. And she's like, hey, like, my friend Adina, we went to high school. Can I say my boss's name? I feel like I could.
Yeah.
Okay, she's like, yeah, my friend Adina was high school together, like, I want you to meet her, and I feel like this could be a good opportunity.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. She's like, yeah, I was talking to her husband, and, like, he thinks, you know, we have to get you involved, and I was like, okay. And so then I get a phone call with her, and she's like, what are your plans? I'm like, honestly, I don't know, like, I'm kind of interested in marketing, but I don't know, I'm just working at the mall, whatever. So then I go in for a meeting, and they start asking me, and because I had tweaked my resume,
mm-hmm.
that's like, tip number one, I had no good job experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I did have undergrad things that applied. And so what me and Angela did was we pushed it up on the top of my resume. So like MLKSA Social Justice Chair was like numero uno.
Right.
So they saw that. And then all of a sudden I get an offer letter like the end of January. And it's like, hey, like you're going to be our coordinator. And I was like, what is a work group?
Please explain. Can you give a definition of the role? Thanks.
Right. And honestly, I was so unemployed and I was so naive. I just took it and ran. Now, looking back on it, I should have asked for clarity.
Okay.
Looking back. Like, they told me, hey, like, you know, you report to, you'll be under HR technically, but mm-hmm. you should help everyone. You know, we
that's interesting.
So you're going to be dipping your toes and everything. And I was like, I mean, I need the exposure. So, like, because I didn't have any internships all 4 years of college.
Mm-hmm.
All 4 years of college.
Was that on purpose, by choice, by unfortunate luck of the draw?
It was freshman. I had, like, this whole plan. Like, freshman, sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to have an internship. Then junior, senior year, my plan was to get, like, a really good internship senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And then have them give me a job after senior year.
That's always the goal in the dream. Yes.
And it was a flop because COVID hit.
Well, no, it does tend to happen. I will say I had my internship at my agency my junior year, and they literally gave me a letter of intent. And then the pandemic happened, and I was like, bestie, just graduated. And they were like, ooh, so sorry, you know. Right. T. So I think, honestly, anything that you probably could have secured in the year of 2021 would unfortunately have been null and void.
Right. So, I mean, I guess it would happen for the better, but I wish I took more internship opportunities, but cool, whatever. Because right now at my job, my boss owns 3 different types of restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
One is an IHOP, so it's a franchise.
Mm, yummy, delicious.
Two of her own.
Gotcha.
And then she also has a real estate side. So there's so much going on. And because I'm a coordinator, I get to see all bits and parts of it. And I'm contracted. So I was contracted for 6 months initially.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, after 6 months, we'll reevaluate. Boom.
Right.
So that's how I got where I was. It was kind of mini nepotism.
Mini nepotism. Using, right. Using your networking skills.
Exactly.
And you kept your backup job, which was FYE, you know?
Yes.
Personally, I will call that the second generation of Blockbuster. And did I just come up with that? Yes, but it just feels like really fitting. So I'm just going to, like,
it does feel really run fitting, with I it. I did give up at one point.
Like, I mean,
because, I mean, when you're salaried and you're just like, okay, and then you go to, like, the mall is only open. Okay, if I'm working from 8 to, like, 5.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm scheduled, like, 8 to 4. Let's say we're 8 to 4. By the time I get to the mall, right, it's, like, closer to 5. The mall closes at 8 on a weekday. I'm working 3 hours. For what?
Ghetto.
And so as much as I loved the mall and I loved FYE, I had to give it up.
Right.
And so I did. And it really, financially, it didn't make that much of a difference for me because at that point, I still didn't have rent.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anything. So it made financial sense for me. And I needed my time back.
Yeah.
Just like reclaiming your time.
Reclaiming my time. So what was the period of you, like, how long was that gap for you?
Of working at FYE and my job? Or the gap between my job and FYE?
Between your job and FYE, job. Yeah.
Okay.
Giving unemployment.
Right. So I started at the mall 2019. And I worked through the summer of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to say I worked through the winter. Then I had my interview in January, and I started my new job on Valentine's Day, your birthday. I started on your birthday.
One would say I was always there for you.
Right, you really were. Like,
and like,
person who's always there. Rooting for me.
Oh my God. Wow.
So yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't that long of a break.
It wasn't, but to me, it felt like torture because you're sitting there, you have not a singular clue. Right, mind you, I had a goal of, like, the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
here we are.
Right.
Like, Thanksgiving.
Christmas. Like, Thanksgiving. Like, the snow was out. The seasonal depression's in.
It's like that scene in Twilight. What's the second book? New Moon. After Edward leaves Bella and she's just sitting in front of the window and you see, like, the seasons change from her point of view.
Right. No, that was me. And when you don't hear anything back from, like, a company, you don't know if you have it, an option, it's a lot, and it feels like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was so bad. Like, I could talk about that for hours. Like, it was so bad.
Right. And one of my questions I usually ask people is, like, how did it have an impact on your mental health? I fully, when I was still working at the European Wax Center, I was just like, I hate everything here. I hate going to my job. I hate talking to customers. I'm just going to go to the back and wax my arm because I think it's fun. And this is my pastime. You know, like in the most down bad way I could possibly be, like I was down bad. And I would text my girlfriend and be like, I hate it here. Why hasn't my life changed? Why haven't I got my moment? Why does no one want to hire me? It's a little rude. It's a little disrespectful.
No, it's giving, when will my life begin?
Exactly.
And that's what it was like. And it was just crazy because it's not like you're unemployed. Like, we had jobs during this time. Like, I had FYE, FYE coin. And that was that. Like, I had a job. Like, I was by no means the worst I could have been.
Right.
But even though I had a job in the tough job market, it still felt like shit.
Yeah.
Like, all those 4 years were for nothing. It felt like half of it you should have spent, like, on LinkedIn. Because I didn't even, like, have a LinkedIn. I had a LinkedIn, but I didn't even use it.
Right.
Like, they don't teach you key, like, how to get a job skills in college.
Yeah, it's definitely, and especially someone like myself, I love envisioning the future. I love romanticizing, like, what life is going to be like as an adult, even though literally every adult tells me, you know, calm down, slow down, don't grow up too fast, whatever. But it's like, okay, at a certain point, I'm sticking here, buddy. And honestly, we do have similar timelines because I also didn't get my job until January of...
Right.
The following year that I graduated, so seven-ish months, I guess. But you know, when you have your little friends who are working in finance, and you know, they start, and you're like, "Oh, okay, that's fine. Everything happens for a reason."
Right. So, like, you see, like, people who like went straight from like undergrad to college, like a 3+3 program that you didn't know existed,
or,
like,
right?
Got a job lined up, like. May before we walk the stage on graduation, and then all of a sudden, you know, their salary, and they can pay for dinner,
right?
And you're like fighting for your life, trying to order Uber Eats,
and you're like, oh no, going out, no, that's totally fine. I love staying in, actually. I love being in the house where I don't spend money because I don't have money to spend.
Right. And it was just that's when things started changing. Girl.
Right. Universe, it's time to do your thing, girl.
Right. And the universe did her thing.
Eventually. So, it took her a little bit longer than she should have.
To the brinks of my mental health. But
and you know, why do we have to spiral to get back to the top?
I'm saying, like, this is not the box to the top that I thought it was.
What lesson do I need to learn? You know?
Yeah.
Why can't I just say, okay, I get it.
Right.
Take my time, be patient.
Yeah, I knew that once I got a job, though, eventually, I would at least have some footing under my belt.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, somebody take
me. Right, you just need one opportunity, and I will do my dang darn bestest, and then... Exactly. Someplace else that I would like to work will scoop me up. So what was the transition like for you? Okay, now you went from working at the mall, you know, helping people look for their DVDs, their CDs, their vinyls, their games. And now you're like a coordinator for, it seems like a hashtag girl boss entrepreneur.
Right, corporate gal, okay. So one of the things is that when you work for a smaller company, which is mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to work at Pinterest so bad. Like, it was terrible.
Listen, the way they're definitely not hiring entry-level people, I don't know when that, like, same. Pinterest, like, Pinterest, Etsy vibes, like, ooh, amazing.
Right. I was like, just imagine me Pinterest gal, and I have such a vision.
Tech girl.
But when I started, so it was definitely, so as I went through coordinating the things that I coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, let's back up a little bit. It's a small company.
Mm-hmm.
So with a small company, everybody overlaps on tasks. So if you're like finance director, you're not just going to only be doing finance director stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But motions of the ocean of being a coordinator is that you usually just get anybody's missing work. So when I started, the executive assistant had left.
Okay.
She had left, and I had adopted her work.
Gotcha.
So then I was like a mini executive assistant. The new executive assistant comes in. Cool, cool, cool. Let me show you what I was doing. Then director of operations for the IHOPs goes on vacation. Bianca adopts the work. So,
Bianca is now the director of IHOP.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it was a matter of having that experience. So I didn't have that experience, but the people in my job were just so kind. They would teach me anything I needed to be taught.
Amazing. A support system that we hope to have.
Right. I think that's one of the perks of working for a smaller company is that everybody's in it to support each other. Mm-hmm. Versus, like, I think if one of my coworkers described it as this. He said, you have the opportunity to be a big fish in a small pond versus in a big pond. And so I have a bigger impact on a small company.
I like that. And it's I definitely would agree. It's kind of like changing your perspective a little, because there's one thing I'll romanticize so hard, and then I get there and I'm like, this is not what I thought it would be. But it's like, okay, let's backpedal. Let's take a second. How is this going to help me for the future? Was I down bad at my agency? You know, we had our ebbs and flows, but I was like, let me stay here at minimum a year. I'm learning things I've never learned before.
Right.
And hopefully somebody will snatch me up and I can use those skills elsewhere. And eventually that did happen. So it's like, as negative as we want to be, as like, oh, I hate it here, because it is so easy to just like go down that rabbit hole. It's kind of like, all right, how, like, you're making... Right, like you're in an environment where people are willing to help you. A lot of places are not like that. You're literally seeing a hashtag girl boss in action. A lot of, like, you're lucky to even freaking ever meet your, like, CEO or something, you know?
Right, and that's, like, that's something I never, ever take for granted. I'm like, I don't even know how many people can just, like, their CEO casually text them.
Right.
It's just like, oh, what's the Amazon password? Like,
she knows who you are.
She gave me my request on LinkedIn first.
Period. She looked for you.
She looked for me, and now we're besties. And I know that even if I were to leave, I know that I would still have her as a support system.
And that's really nice, because as long as you never burn that bridge,
exactly.
That'll be your girl. She'll be like, Bianca? Bet. Know her. Oh, you need a letter of recommendation? Bet. You need a reference? I got you.
Right.
Oh, I love that for you. See how life just turns around? Eventually.
Yes. Eventually.
Eventually. When you've been picked up off the floor.
Right. Once you're like scraping my body parts.
Oh my God, I'm dead. So like you said earlier, a lot of what your role is, you're kind of like filling in some pieces. People are out, people are in, etc. So is there any consistency, you would say?
Okay. Yeah.
So to your job?
My 6 months came to an end recently. And at first they were like, okay, people were like, oh, we might want to bring you on for HR, or we might want to bring you on to here. Mm-hmm. So eventually they decided that my role, which they created, like, they just created out of thin air.
Period.
Should be a permanent role. Right. Should be a permanent role, and it should be you. So now I'm permanently a coordinator.
Okay.
And so now I have more consistent work. So Mondays, even though the director of operations for the IHOP is back, I am doing his paperwork. And then Tuesdays, I'm doing, like, the other restaurant's paperwork. And then I'll do HR paperwork Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then throughout the week, I'll do all the mail. So I send all the mail to the finance team and the accounts payable team. And then there's just a lot. Like, it's just a lot, but it's very diverse. And it's also consistent. And that's what I wanted. Because initially, they said they wanted my role to be project-based. And I hated that. I was like...
That's so interesting.
Right, like, it's giving, like, one day I could be doing nothing, and the next day I could be doing a billion things.
Yeah, which, like, how does, because, of course, once you get into corporate America, it's like, okay, how am what is my path to promotion? Or like, how am I supposed to grow in this role? But it's like, if it's project based, like, no offense, I'm kind of just.
You're just there.
I'm just, like,
you're
an right.
Intern. You're a paid intern.
Yeah.
I was a salaried intern for 6 months. And luckily, because people had left and people went on vacation, I had consistent work to do.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like the mini executive assistant, I was doing my boss's calendar
mm-hmm.
and doing stuff like that. So I was lucky that the cards kind of fell in the right place, but mm-hmm. I wasn't project-based. Because God forbid I was project-based. But being a coordinator allows me to dip my fingers and toes in everything.
Amazing.
It's a good thing. If you have the right company, mm-hmm. being a coordinator can be a good job. My friend is a coordinator she was a coordinator somewhere else, and she hated it.
Yeah. It's all about finding that fit, unfortunately. It's like, I'm supposed to learn this new, especially as an entry level, it's like, I'm supposed to learn this new task, and I hopefully like you guys. Good right. luck. Good
like,
luck.
Like, I don't know what my job title is, but like, thank you
right.
for hiring me, but like, okay.
Appreciate it.
If I could have it my way, I would say that everybody should start out at a career as a contracted worker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't get fired, you can't quit. Well, I don't know if you can.
I think you can still technically get fired. It's just a matter of, like, at the end of your contract, do they want slash need you? Yeah.
It's crazy because being a contracted employee is so similar to how I came into college undecided. It's like I came in, had a singular thought or clue in my head, and I'm kind of figuring things out as I go slowly.
So one would call this, like, a full circle moment for you.
No, definitely. Definitely, like, the cards fell in the right place.
The stars were doing something.
Right, and, like, the stars are starring because
consistently.
I still have not. I thought by the end of college I would have a clue of what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more kind of learning that it's not necessarily about having a quote-unquote dream job, but it's about having dream goals you want to achieve in life. Like, mm-hmm. I want to help people. And you can help people by being a social worker. You can help people being a teacher. And even at my job, we hire from, like, formerly incarcerated people and also people who are currently incarcerated.
I love that.
Halfway houses. Yeah. So there's an element of nonprofit and outreach, or even on the real estate side. Affordable housing. Talking to the...
You're literally learning so much.
Exactly. So that's one thing I've also learned from my boss, is how you can give back and do these things,
mm-hmm.
even if it's a medium that you wouldn't necessarily expect it in, like a restaurant.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh my God, you literally, I loved how you answered all of my questions in such a conversational way, because I'm sitting here like, okay, what topics have we haven't hit? And I'm like, actually, we're like hitting all of them. That's called alignment.
Big purr. Okay. The stars are aligned for my job. The stars are aligned for this meeting, interview, conversation.
Oh my gosh. Bianca, thank you so much for talking about yourself today. I really appreciate it. I love hearing about other people's lives. Yes, because I am nosy, but also because, like, we can all learn something from each other. We can all, you know, we're building our own network.
Big perk.
Call me LinkedIn.
Literally.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm being, as per usual, I'm being annoying. But thank you so much. And this interview slays.
Slay.
Slay.